At Thursday's meeting of the UN Counterterrorism Committee, Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman said there were innumerable ways in which new technologies had improved our everyday lives.
It is undeniable that the rapid growth of information and communications technologies, or ICT, has transformed our societies. It has helped connecting people around the globe, sparking innovation, entrepreneurship, creating new forms of public engagement and economic activity. It is now a given that ICT is part of the equation in our effort to achieve a more sustainable, equitable, and connected world.
Nevertheless, Mr. Feltman warned that those very same technologies could just as easily be harnessed for nefarious purposes.
ISIL or Daesh has raised the exploitation of the internet and social media to a new level, luring over 30,000 foreign terrorist fighters from over 100 countries to join the conflicts in Syria and Iraq, or inciting individuals to commit terrorist acts in their home countries.
Mr. Feltman stressed that when trying to stem the use of the internet and social media for terrorist recruitment purposes, it was imperative to respect people's human rights and fundamental freedoms. Monica Bickert, the head of global policy management at Facebook, said for companies such as hers, managing the safety and privacy of users is a difficult balancing act.
On one hand, keeping people safe, security, and then on the other hand, making sure that we're respecting the privacy of the people who use Facebook. Those are two really important interests, and I'll actually add a third one, which is freedom of expression.
Steve Crown is vice president and deputy general counsel at Microsoft. He said that finding a viable solution to prevent the exploitation of new technologies by terrorist groups would require engagement from all sectors.
It is not simply a governmental problem. It is not simply a private sector problem. It is about including all stakeholders in thinking about the challenge and determining in a responsible way to move forward.
Mr. Crown said that private sector companies such as Microsoft were eager to be willing participants in finding solutions that work for everyone.
We need to make sure that we are talking with each other, understanding concerns. We want very much to inform the debate and to make sure that the policies that emerge actually work for the internet companies as well as for citizens across the globe.
Veronica Reeves, United Nations.